For this week's installment of our series 50 Great Voices, a Navajo singer who performs traditional songs in the language of her ancestors with a twist. Her name is Radmila Cody. NPR's Felix Contreras has the story of a singer who bridges cultures with her voice.
Radmila Cody says her singing career started here in the sheep corral behind her grandmother's home on the Navajo Reservation near Flagstaff, Arizona.
So that was my first stage.
Her first audience was the sheep. Her inspiration came from what she saw and heard around her.
When you're way out in the middle of nowhere and you're herding sheep and you're spending time jumping over the salt bushes and sitting around and listening to all the beautiful sounds of nature, something's going to make you open your mouth.
The voice is bicultural. Her mother is Navajo, her father African-American. But her mom was just a teenager when Radmila was born, so the baby was raised by her Navajo grandmother. There was no electricity or running water here, and young Radmila Cody lived a very traditional life, learning to herd sheep, spin wool for clothing, and cook meals using only what they grew or raised. That traditional Navajo foundation was augmented by one additional cultural factor. Cody's grandmother was Christian.
And I always remember one particular time the church had this choir from, I don't recall where, but man, they sounded so good. I remember thinking in my mind, oh, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to sound like.
Hey, hey, young, hey, hey, young, beso de hale.
Cody's two cultures come together on her albums. There are traditional songs as well as songs written by her uncle, Herman Cody. Speaking from his home near the center of the 26,000 square mile Navajo reservation, Herman Cody says the songs he writes for his niece are secular interpretations of sacred ceremonial songs. And from the beginning, he had one goal.
We're going to make these albums just as Grandpa would walk behind the hogan, sit down, start making a moccasin, and then he just goes at it, you know.
That singing usually comes from a man, and it's usually a monotone with almost no flourishes. Radmila projects more and uses techniques like bending notes, common among blues, jazz, and pop singers. Herman Cody says her voice brings the two cultures together.
She tends to blend both of them in there to where she can sing a traditional song and give it a soulful approach. That's what makes it sound so unique.
It adds what Herman calls Navajo soul to Navajo spirituality.
I think the soul comes in from the black side. and with the Navajo, just the beauty and the language in itself.
Radmila Cody's connection to singing deepened during the 18 months she spent in prison for not reporting a boyfriend's drug dealing.
The music did not desert me. It remained there in my life. And I think that in a lot of ways, it was because the spirit in those songs knew that I needed them.
Nejone ko ha il ka ye
Cody said she was afraid to report her boyfriend because he hit her. And now she lends her voice to help other victims of domestic abuse and to help keep the Navajo language alive. She has her grandmother to thank for that connection to the language. Dorothy Cody is 95 years old now, and she still lives in the same house where she raised Radmila. She says she is proud her granddaughter is taking the Navajo language well beyond the reservation. Radmila translates.
She said, it's good. She said, it's good. You being able to sing in the Navajo language, it's a good thing. And then, of course, you being able to sing in English and speak English is good, too. So it's good.
For Radmila Cody, it comes down to two languages, two cultures, and one voice. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You can hear Radmila Cody sing patriotic songs from American history in Navajo, and she also raps in Navajo. You can find it all at nprmusic.org.